Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the Imaginists who are returning to their bicycle-powered summer tour, Art is Medicine show, happening at several parks in Santa Rosa and at their theater on June 28th. I'm here with Executive Director Brent Lindsay. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thank you for joining us. The Imaginists, one of my favorite, if not my favorite, theatrical troupe in Sonoma County. And every summer you guys go out to local county parks and you perform the Art is Medicine show. Tell us about this year's iteration.
Yep. So it's the 11th annual. And yes, it is true. We bicycle the show out to city parks mostly and then the county park, Andy's Park. Mm-hmm. And this year we're also adding, I just actually got back from a meeting, we're adding La Luce to the calendar in Sonoma. So anyone close to Sonoma Valley area will be performing at La Luce. Check the website for that date because that's still being pinned down. But this year we are touring a show entitled Peace, the Redacted Version. Mm-hmm. And this is an ancient play by Aristophanes, an old Greek playwright, who we've absolutely dismantled and destroyed the play. But, you know,
I expect nothing less.
Yes. The one thing intact is that he was a satirist and very political and absolutely kind of seared the power, and we're doing much the same. I mean, we're speaking to the ridiculous situation that we're in right now. And, you know, the thing about satire is the challenge is to be more absurd than the situation we're in. And the situation we're in is so absurd that this has called for one of the most absurd, if not offensive, medicine shows we've ever taken out on the road. So
there we go.
Yeah. So it's family fun that's very dangerous.
Perfect. Like I was saying earlier, the show kicks off with a fundraiser at the Imaginists, which is Sebastopol Avenue, downtown Santa Rosa, Friday, June 28th. That is a ticketed show, $25 to $50. But all these other shows, July 5th at Juilliard Park, July 12th at Bayer Farm, July 14th, Andy's Park, and July 19th at Juilliard, as well as La Luz. Those are free shows.
Yep.
You don't have to get a ticket. You just show up to the park, find you guys. I assume people are going to recognize you when they see you, or they're going to know something's going on.
Oh, yeah. Usually, you know, we have now, and you know, after 10 years, when we get to the park, there's usually about a dozen people already sort of trying to locate us. So we sort of together find a spot, and it's pretty easy because, you know, once you see the crowd there, you'll know where we are.
Right.
It's free, and I should mention bilingual, both Spanish and English, and again, tours by bike.
Tell me about the bike part. How do you load up a whole set and costumes and everything and make that happen? I'm always curious about that.
The trick is how do you take up space, you know, three-dimensional space with all of these portable props and set pieces. And the trick that we've learned is just everything has to fold flat and be manageable. But once it folds out, it becomes dimensional and it sort of takes up space. So the centerpiece to this show is Dump Tower. Mm. And Dump Tower, it's literally a small tower. And then a few surprises get kind of thrown on top of that. So everything is designed, again, just to be as mobile as possible and then to fold out to sort of create dimension.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then how do we go about choosing the parks? Is that a deal you set up with the city? Just curious.
A lot of it has just been trial and error and kind of finding the parks where either people are just there or, you know, can we make ourselves kind of the magnet? And so it's a little of both. Juilliard has become sort of a favorite. So we're doing – that's why we do it the double show there.
Okay.
It's probably going to become even more in the future. It's definitely home base for us and we get great crowds there.
Excellent. And what is the website where people
can find that? Website is www.theimaginists.org. And all of these dates, I would just double check before you come, just making sure that nothing has changed because we are still getting permits from the county. And like I said, La Luz is still sort of penciled in. So just double check on the website.
Absolutely. Always a good idea.
Absolutely.
In my opinion. Well, Brent, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie.
I can't wait to see the new version of the Art is Medicine show. Like you said, going on 11 years strong. And you can find out more at theimaginist.org.
Thank you.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Charlie Swanson is Sonoma Spotlight's host, Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available online at radio.krcb.org/rss.